Yo, 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 what's going on to everybody tuning in here at the Big Old True Stereo Podcast? This is Big Old, your host here, co-hosting with me, the Mendoza Brothers, Big Steve.
And Christopher, what's up, what's up, what's up,
Big Old? What's up,
Chris?
Bro, this is our first or second show of this year, 2021.
Dude, I know, man. And Chris, thank you for being back here in the show, man.
Right here, guys. Yeah.
I think the last time we had him here, we had him watching soft porn.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that video. That was funny.
I'm actually happy because you've been 4 days out of the hospital from your operation?
Yeah.
Right. So he had to penis get enlargement? Enlarged, man.
It happened, man. How is it swinging?
Well, I got confused yesterday. I thought I was washing my leg, but it wasn't.
Let me bring in the guest, bro, because it's already getting pretty fired up.
He really didn't, ladies, okay? We are well-endowed Mendozas, okay? Just I'm letting you know. He had appendicitis that actually bursted while they were doing the operation. So thank God that he's actually with us. He was 2 days in the hospital, made me cry, and I'm happy that he's back home.
All right, hear me. Let me put in the vibe. I'm feeling like...
Are you ready? Are you ready? Like, bro, this guest, our for little firecracker
like
from
the
Brazil.
Guy that is coming.
Oh, man.
He has the vibe, bro. Like, when he walks in, man,
he walks in, I feel like sinful. Right. Let me ring him in.
Okay. I didn't know he was gay.
Real hot girl shit.
Yeah.
And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, Mariano, a.k.a. Nano.
Yes, what's up? Good to be back on GV.
Hell yeah, baby. Thanks for having you back. Every time we have you here, bro, we've talked some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Off the wall.
Right. It is fun, man. It's always fun.
Appreciate the beers. This guy never comes home empty-handed.
No, dude. Like, I think he's trying to make us talk more than we usually talk. Nah, thanks for being here, man.
Well, real quick, Chris, do they... finance there with the doctor that does the penis enlargement?
Yeah, they do, bro.
It's been a rough year, man.
15-year plan. Monthly payments, bro. And the only thing is that you cannot drink for a year after it.
It's okay, man. Fuck it.
Shit.
I have $600 to leave down.
Hey, reach out and touch someone.
Chris had to make a separate social media account for his own. Nah, man. Thanks for having me here. This one, I think this show is going to be a little bit, it's going to get a little crazy, a little bumpy.
Different.
A little different. I think we're going to involve a lot of stuff that's going on here in the world for a lot of people, not just locally, but in the United States and the world. We're going to talk a little bit about everything.
The 2021 rules.
Guys, and just to let you know, man, if you're going to get offended, I'm going to give you like 30 seconds before you can change to another podcast.
Okay, that was 30 seconds.
Nah, joking. But guys, this is everybody's entitled to their opinion. We're just going to say what we say. Hey, it doesn't mean it's legit or it has to happen, so... Right. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole thing, right?
Grab it, jerk it, do whatever you got to do.
I'm super happy. We're in 2021 already.
Dude, I'm excited.
2021.
Mariano. Mariano, what is going on your end, brother? It's nice to see you. We're all in different areas. Holidays are finally over. We're all back trying to sober up from New Year's Eve and from the Shot Republic. It's all your fault. But hey, let us know what's going on. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Well, business has been good, thankfully. You know, we have a tremendous team there. Shot Republic, the community really supported us over the holidays. And ever since we've been able to open back up as a restaurant, which is our new role.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, on a personal level, I haven't really been involved too much in the recent success other than the administrative wise of Shot Republic. As you know, I just had another baby boy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, bro. So I've literally just...
A little family time.
Yeah, man. You know, promoted two of my guys, Jason and Joel.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah,
they're the best.
These guys are fucking
solid. Customer service to 110%.
And they deserve it too, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I basically handed them to the keys, you know, like, hey guys, like, do your thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a fucking stay-at-home dad, bro. It's pretty cool.
Changing
diapers.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Hey, how's it working with the sleeping and waking up? And you're like, shit, is it getting to you or you're still cruising?
No, I mean, it's different. I mean, it's all about perspective, man. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, the sooner, as soon as I realized that I didn't have a choice, if not, my wife's going to get pissed. You know? It's like, it makes it easier to wake up and change that diaper. You know? It's
yeah. Like, you're like, fuck that. I'd rather do that than deal with the other shit. Hey, well, you were in Houston recently, right?
I spent the New Year's over there. You know, I like to get away every now and again. And, decided to take the family out there.
Nice.
So, just get a
You needed some time. You needed some time, bro, because since I've known you, it's been your work. You're always working. Like today, I mean, you're just like, hey, I'll be there. I got this meeting, getting out of this meeting, going to another one. Yeah. Got to go pick this up. You went and go pick up us beer. Appreciate that. Always going in the house.
We're drinking Victoria.
Victoria.
Tu cerveza. I think that's what the commercial says, right?
No, it's called Victoria. Qué bonitas las colitas.
Well, I think that now it says that it's ni clara ni obscura, mestiza.
Which mestiza? Means,
right, like it's not like clara or obscura. It's like between both.
You know, this is my first time drinking Victoria, and it's actually really good.
It's tasty, man. It's tasty.
It's really good.
Once we're done with this, we have a case of Corona.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep going until this whole thing is gone.
Right. But for the record, I am not drinking. I've been sober for almost a year.
Dude, fucking
We're already quiet. Like,
six months.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 months.
Yeah, I was about to call you out for lying because you got super crunk. Remember that one day when y'all were filming the.
Oh, dude.
Right. It's not, like it's a not, hangover.
Right,
type.
Right.
That was, we had to get in character, you know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right. We actually.
Man. No, bro. Yeah. Bro, getting out from there, bro. Jeez, bro. Every time, bro, we keep remembering over and over everything that happened today because sometimes he doesn't remember.
I mean, well, tell me about it because I don't remember. Man.
Bro, shit, bro. No, man, bro.
Tell him the one that's like, is that your wife on the phone? No, that's just one of my hoes. Babe, if you're hearing this, I'm so sorry. Bro, I was fucked up. Fichinano.
So this guy arrives and he's apparently with his girlfriend. I don't know who she was, right? Yeah. And she's just walking and my brother is super fucked up in the bar, like está en la barra, and he's like, man, he's drinking and talking shit. And then and she's like, hello, my name is, I don't even remember her name. And my brother said, hey, here, have my phone, just for like super random shit. So he has like a picture of him and his wife, right? And she's like, oh, is this your girlfriend? And he's like, nah, that's just one of my hoes. Man, bro, every time I fucking remember that, man, it's right. It's funny, bro.
Yeah.
And bro, like when we got out from there, bro, everybody was gone, bro. Mm-hmm. Like when I drove home, bro, everybody was gone, bro. And I stopped at Whataburger, bro. My brother didn't have a shirt on, bro.
Right.
So I'm trying not to be that close to the window because the lady was like looking at me like super weird, you know? He's right. Big and he's like,
was shirtless.
And then shirtless. I have George Oliver and Chavo in the back. They're all gone, like all the time. Yeah. I'm one on top of Hollywood, and they're super drunk, partying by myself.
Freaking George freaking pisses on my floor behind my couch. Oh, bro. I wanted to kill him, bro. I had the whole marble replaced.
No, bro. Oh,
bro,
tell him the story, because I think I know.
That was definitely a night for the books.
Bro, his wife told me the story, and I felt like I did it, because I felt like, are you getting after me, or are you telling me the story? Yeah. She was dead upset.
Like, she was super pissed. Like, when I saw her, I was like, what's wrong? What happened? Like,
George got up, and he just pissed on the floor.
He was super drunk, so we put him in the, I mean, because I helped him like getting down the truck, and I helped him like lay down on the couch or whatever. Apparently he wakes up and he walks to the couch, bro, and he just takes off his pants and starts peeing the floor. Like,
okay,
bro,
so that's fucked up, but I think it's more fucked up if you piss yourself than if you get up and you piss on something that's not the toilet.
Bro, you're but like he was attempting to living room, bro.
He tried, that's the attempt. Yeah,
you know, it's like maybe he couldn't make it all the way to the restroom.
Pobrecito, because the next day, when we were telling him the story, he was embarrassed, bro.
It's all right. I texted his ass $400 just to sell.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's not going to clean itself, buddy.
Oh, man. Hey, luckily, it was a tile, not your carpet.
Oh, bro, I was.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, it is. It's a learning experience.
I peed in a trash can once.
Right. That's a good attempt. That's a good attempt.
I'm proud of you.
It's a field goal.
Thanks.
George will never get drunk. If we ever get drunk with George Garcia again, the owner of the GG brand at the Gentleman's Den at the malls, go get your shirt today from the pier. But anyways, If we ever drink with him, we're gonna leave him outside, and that's the golden rule. Like seriously, we'll give him a blanket.
Bro,
but
pobrecito, bro, he was like, bro, I swear I've never like.
Your brother's gonna kill me, yeah, bro. Right. I thought you were gonna kill me.
I was like, eh. No, and then I remember one time too. We were checking the clams for the podcast, and he has a table where it's glass and like glass on top, like that. And he's like, put it there. So I know I'm tying it regular where it can just clamp on. And this guy's tying it where like I don't want nobody to ever take it off ever again. So he keeps tightening it. I'm like, hey bro, I think that's too tight. And you just see a crack on the glass. I'm like, oh hey, I was about to pack my shit and go home because I was like, when Erica finds out, it's over.
Bro, it was bad, bro. Because this was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We finished doing the show, and then I was so pissed, dude. I woke up, Rocha Glass out there. Dude, Rocha Glass, I called him. Hey, yeah, hey, estás dormido? Wake your ass up, bro. I need a new glass that you just put on my kitchen. Oliver broke it, and I want to hear tomorrow by 3 o'clock because if not, I'm gonna eat lunch.
Nah, he told his girl. Yeah. He's like, yeah, Oliver broke it. I was like, man, I didn't touch shit. Steve just kept twisting that hole. Man, that's some other level shit. But
you gotta love the homeboys that have companies that come through after you fuck some shit up within 24 hours. Like,
yeah, dude.
You appreciate your homeboys so much more.
Yeah, dude. Steve is
always the bomb.
But man, another topic. Hey, what's going on with the bar industry? Talking about we're hitting the topic, but
shit.
Rules.
Don't hide behind the corner, man. Tell us what's going on right now that happened today.
Today, all right, cool, man. So yeah, so COVID is still around. We're still in the middle of a fucking pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some percentage. I don't know if it's people being hospitalized, a percentage of the population or what it is in Texas, right? But we're back to where restaurants need to be down to 50% capacity. And I don't believe it's just restaurants. I believe it's also
anything,
other establishments as well. Every establishment, I don't know. But I know in us in particular, since we're a restaurant, we have to go down to 50% from 75%.
Damn.
It's because I do think that people thought that, like, January 1st, COVID is gone.
It's
like,
gone, yeah.
Like, they thought it's New Year, the pandemic is gone.
Newsflash, pendejo.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
Like, they thought it was going to be gone as soon as the year started, but I don't. I mean, I think it's going to be here for a while, COVID still.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going off random conversations that I've heard and whatnot, but the best case scenario, shit's not going to go back to normal till probably at the end of this year, early next year.
Well, yeah, that's what Dr. Fauci said even 6 months ago. Till December 2021 or February 2022, we'll get somewhat back to normal. And that's what people are not understanding.
The only thing that I want it to go back to normal is, like, I don't want to wear the face mask no more. That, like, I hate masks. Like,
right. You see, I think the people
but it helps you, bro. It gives you a chance to get a girlfriend.
I personally,
bro, that was me. Bro. Just my arm standing up, bro.
And for all you other ugly people that are listening, wear your mask and you have a chance.
No, but I personally think the way people get contagious or whatnot is, it's not okay. I understand the face mask, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, how many people really go up to you and cough in your face? I think it's what we grab with our hands and then we touch our own face. You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's much. Well, nobody's coughed in my face. Nobody's going to cough in your face. You know what I mean? Like,
I catch myself at least 10 times a day doing something that I shouldn't be doing with my fucking mask.
Yeah.
You know, like, ah, la verga, la cagué. You know,
it's not supposed to go there, bro.
Hand sanitizer.
Right. Yeah.
It's not supposed to go there.
It's not supposed to go there, bro. It's not a condom, mate.
No, and it's crazy because it doesn't matter how much you take care of yourself.
Why he had a baby.
No.
Because he didn't know what a condom was.
No, they did this experiment. I think it was somewhere over there, Asia or something, where they put some liquid on some guy and he had to rub his hands or whatnot on it and then act like they're having a nice dinner. They made a simulation of a restaurant and then they turned off the lights and turned on the neon lights to see how much shit he can fucking contaminate it.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, almost all of it, bro. And most of it that was contaminated was because he grabbed it, contaminated, somebody else grabbed it. And that person took it somewhere else. And, dude, almost the whole restaurant was, like, full of that glowing shit. And it was like, yeah, that's pretty much how the virus, like, you know, goes around if you're not careful or whatnot. I'm like, damn. It kind of freaks you out a little bit. Because it was almost the whole restaurant.
Wow.
Like, napkins and the spoons. They made it like a buffet type. The plates, everything. It's insane, bro.
It's It's because there's some stuff that, man, it's like crazy, like the airplanes. Like you sit next to somebody else that you don't even know, but dude, you cannot sit next to somebody like in a restaurant, the no, theater, no, no. Whatever.
The memes that came out was that you're in line by, you know, Southwest, right? Yeah. 6 feet apart, but then you're crammed like a motherfucker inside that plane. Like, right. Who is you, nigga?
I mean, that doesn't make sense at all, right?
No,
right.
And one time we got to that point. I flew. Mm-hmm. I flew to Apostle. And mm-hmm. Yeah, like
compliments of Lion and Tiger Entertainment.
Compliments of Lion Tiger Entertainment. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I had to throw that in there.
Shout out to the sponsors.
Shout out to the sponsors. Just to let y'all know, it was like three of us in one seat.
Right.
No, Joe, but no, they cramp you up in there, and they don't even have the plane on where at least the AC is going. That bitch is hot. Like, bro, somebody has COVID and coughs in that bitch. They just made a can of COVID in there. Like, and it was like, yo, I was sweating, and I was like, y'all gonna turn the AC? And they had, they were like, guys, this flight is gonna be a little bit cramped. I thought cramp as in like the middle seat's open. Nah, dude, they put people in the middle seat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever taken those the flights from Brownsville to Houston through American Airlines, like here or United or whatever?
No,
I mean, the planes are small. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fucking hour flight.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So, dude, you're like right here. Like, I flew in the middle of December to Houston, sorry, for my wife's Christmas present. I got to say, I got her a truck. 2021 Tahoe.
There you go.
Damn. I got you, baby.
What color?
Man.
What color?
Black on black, baby. Black on black. So, when I was going up there to go get the fucking truck, you know, I flew over there because I was going to drive back. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? Fuck, man, like these people are like right next to me. Yeah. Like, I don't fucking know who they are. And the minute they do some weird shit, I'm just like, hey.
Hey. What you doing?
Yeah, you know, like it's uncomfortable.
Don't worry, I pray like this all the time. Don't worry. Allah is my God.
The elbow to elbow was already uncomfortable before the pandemic. Now it's like, oh, bitch, we're not going to do this here, are we? Like,
or when they stand too close to you when you're, like, in an HEB, like, motherfucker, I wish this motherfucker would. Yeah. Dude,
no, or any little thing.
Punch him in the throat.
No, and anything fucks you up. You're there on the one of the flights. The middle part was open, and there was, like, a person there on the
middle part.
Across. I'm sorry, the middle seat was open, and it was right across.
Part
and,
in the middle.
Dude, and you just hear a guy, he's probably just clearing his throat, right? He's like, you're like oh, bitch, yeah. Hey, yo, what's up? It's practically saying I got a bomb in the plane. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like not today, bro.
Bro. Today. Like,
nah, bro. I travel with a little Lysol. Then he goes, what? But I don't think so. And the number that five
no, yeah, dude. Like, anything fucks you up, like a sneeze or something. People get
you get scared.
Yeah, you like, get right fucking away. Scared. Like, where's this bitch been at? You know what I mean? Like.
Honestly, if I even feel a little weird, it doesn't have anything to do with safety, but I put hand sanitizer on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, shit, I'm cold. Fuck. Let me put some
hand sanitizer. Or like there was this little kid telling his mom, mommy, I feel hot. And I turn, what do you mean you feel hot? Get that kid out of the plane. What right. do you mean? What do you mean? He feel
like,
hot?
Like fever hot or what?
Like no, I feel hot. Like did you throw her? Sir, that is my child. Okay, it's my child. No. Did you throw her, nigga?
And the symptoms. No. All right. Right. Jump on the plane. Jump.
Making us all paranoid. I'm paranoid as fuck. But whatever I try, I clean my hands or whatever. Right. I try to avoid my face. Mm-hmm. So when I go to stores or whatever, even though I use hand sanitizer or whatever, if I gotta scratch my eye, bro. If I'm wearing like a hoodie or something, I'm going to pull the hoodie all the way down and then rub my eye.
Right.
And then even if I do hand sanitizer in my hand, I'm not putting my hands in my face.
I cannot even remember to do that, but like, I'm not that. Nah, I'm not that scared yet.
Mm.
And then I'm a nail biter, bro. I'm, you know, so.
Oh, that is nasty, right. Me too. No, yeah, me too.
I got anxiety, man. You know what I mean? And it's like, sometimes I'm like, I'm fucking with it with my thumb and I'm like, I was about to, nah, fuck that. Let that bitch hang.
That could have some juicy ass freaking coat.
Yeah, that could have some fucking seasoning. You know what I mean? Nah, fuck that, man.
Like, bro, I don't even lick my, you know, like you go taste good food. You're like, you want
to. Oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like chicken wings.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, the barbecue sauce. Bro, I'd be like, no, I'm like, damn. I was at the gristmill the other day, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I took my mom to go eat lunch. And so even though the appetizers we always get
amazing
the quesadillas and the thing, but you can't lick your fingers, bro.
I don't.
Just like you grabbing a fork to eat stuff now.
No, I use a lot of napkins. So when I'm grabbing the wings, because I ate there recently as well, and I grab the wings. I mean the wing, and you want to be like, man, shit is good. And it's like napkin, and then another napkin, dude. Right. It's just
so much good.
Especially
stuff.
When you're waste.
Going to waste.
Yeah, you know? Especially when you need a wipe. Napkins are great.
Okay, what do you do when you're eating Cheetos? Do you still or
No, I don't.
You don't?
You've never.
I do. Bro. I'm
it's just hard, bro. I do.
It's because they're red. And
you're like, exactly. Like, bro, yeah, like that's,
and you just kind of want to because you're used to like, exactly. You know.
Bro,
you know,
it's like the best part of the chilito in your fingers, bro.
Yeah, dude. Or when you're like a drink or something, you just want to wipe the trechas or whatever you want. Yeah. Nah, I can't, bro. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That's, and then with the new trend too. Well, there's the worst one. There's a COVID on steroids. Right. Bro, you know, even worse.
In the UK, what the hell are y'all doing out there?
Yeah, what
like
the
seriously,
fuck?
Y'all are like in the Cold War and shit.
What are you guys drinking over there? Like, it made this bitch mutate.
Like, y'all wild,
right,
man.
Dude? You
like you heard about the guy in Colorado that got it the first case, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That boy took off running through the mountains,
bro.
And shit.
Like,
he did like the whole mountain like 3 hours.
Why are you traveling? Why are you traveling over there?
Right.
Dude, it's
hide in the cave.
I'm paranoid, especially if you got kids.
Right.
That's one thing that, like, you know, if you're single by yourself, fuck it. But when you got kids, kind of like, I don't want to get sick because then I'm going to give it to my kids. Or so that's
I got
tough.
Kids.
Especially for
kids?
Your newborn. Yeah. Like, that's even, you got to be even extremely careful.
That shit puts me on edge,
about, hell yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Getting back to the bar, you know, Shot Republic and stuff, you are, and I've been in a lot of places in the last 2 months. The bars, the night scene, the restaurants. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, you're one of our frequent guests and one of their executive producers, but your place is run top-notch, 110% safety. When you go in there, me and Noah's gone in there and had a couple of drinks. When we go in there, you know, there's plexiglass, you know, all the way around us. Even when you talk to the bartenders, I mean, and there's sanitizing stations and you really do the work. I mean, you really try to protect the people. It's not just about money with you, and that's what we really like about you. It's like it's always been about entertainment. Entertaining our people down here in the RGV, but I mean, it's safe. And I've been in other places, other bars, you know, that don't do that, or they try to mimic you, but they haven't hit it just right, just enough to be like, well, 50-50, like flipping a coin. Not you guys. Your guys are out there wiping the tables down. You're wiping the plastic glass down. I mean, people are wearing masks if they need to. Even your security officers and the police officer that you have at the door, like, everybody's safe.
Yeah, man. I mean, thank you. Yeah. We do feel that we're trying to go the extra mile to keep everybody safe because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Like, you should still be able to go out and enjoy a drink, enjoy a nice meal, but feel safe, right? Especially if, I mean, that's what's going to keep us in business and us alive and food on our family's tables, right? So we have to go the extra mile to make sure that y'all feel comfortable coming over. So, I mean, we've gotten some good reviews about, you know, the steps we've taken, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's part of the hospitality now. You know, this is a new normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so,
and you know what? At your place, on your area, they put your own sanitizer there, napkins, whatever. So it's not really stations. It's more like you have your own, like we set you up with your own.
That way you're not section, man. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's that's awesome.
And guys, if you get there to Shot Republic, drink 2 shots of Patron and you'll have a good and safe night because apparently the Patron is good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Tequila definitely.
Ah,
definitely.
Yeah, talking about tequila.
Probably that's the reason tequila. That I haven't gotten sick.
Patron tequila.
Because all the tequila I drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? Talking about tequila. I just, not too long ago, I think it was in December, November, I tried the rock one from Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, the Terramana?
Terramana?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad. It's actually, for $30, it's not bad. Like, that's I think that's a tequila where. You can mix it. They compared it to the Tito's vodka, the Tito's of vodka.
It's friendly, man.
And
it's
Tito's
friendly,
is
sweet.
You can mix it. It's a good. I think it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all guys gonna be out
there, you were supposed to bring one when you came back from.
Oh, I know.
House, so.
Do they not sell them here? I haven't seen them.
Not at the time, but when you went up and I said, "Bring me a bottle," he's like, "But I can't bring it." I said, "Dude, stick it in your case that you throw underneath the plane. Bring it." He still won't do it.
Nah, bro, I don't want no trouble with the but you know what?
you can cross them over, though, man.
Yeah, on the check-in. No, yeah, I just didn't think about that at the time. But I thought it's just weird that they don't have them here. Yeah. You know, I thought
they do
have them?
No, but at the time when he was over there, they were all out. So I said, "Hey, bro."
Yeah. I went during.
Let me know, man. I know a guy.
You know a guy?
Yeah, I know.
I fell out the truck, man. You know?
Yeah. You know a guy that knows a guy. Then you know if you pay him the right price, he'll take care of you.
You know,
forget about it. What are you going to do?
You know, over here in Cuba, you want to see some plantain. We have plantain all the time over here. But, nah, man, hell yeah, that tequila is pretty good. It's not bad for the price, I think. I'm still, you know.
$30, you said?
$30.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnson.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
Well, Dwayne Johnson, yeah. The Rock.
La Piedra.
And every picture that he posts is with that damn tequila. He was fishing the other day. It's right there on the floor on the grass. You know, he went to the workout. It's right there. It's
promotion, baby.
Yeah, oh, bro. Because nobody's going to hear this. So we're working on this new thing, Mariano. Okay. So we, Chago, shout out to Chago. I love you, Chago.
Chago, my boy. Mr. Dog.
He'll be back in the RGV on the 21st, or let's say the 22nd, because he likes to rest the whole night.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we're doing this new thing with the. So we're sitting in, as far as product placement is concerned.
Yeah.
So they're shooting the music video. We're shooting this music video. And it's my Escalade and our Hummer, right?
Yeah.
From Lion and Tiger. Inside of the Escalade, while they're doing this, I product place our hat, the big old truth. Yeah. So when you see it in the thing, the big old truth. Shit.
They're gonna learn a day. Hey, I'm gonna tell you what. Shit. Like, I actually worked out with the hoodie that we got, dude. You wash everything, just the same. It didn't shrink nothing.
It looks good on you.
Pretty good, appreciate
it. I went to the hospital with it. I was wearing it when I went to the hospital.
I thought you were gonna be like, I wore the hoodie, you know, today at the gym, I fucking maxed out, bro.
I
walked out with two girls. Right.
If you want to see something supernatural happen to your life, get the Big O Truth hat and sweater today.
Hey, we're going to get sued like Red Bull. Remember they got sued because it gives you wings and some ladies, and then now they switch to three eyes?
Right.
Yeah, bro. Be careful.
Illuminati.
Be careful with that shit.
All right, but no, seriously, if you believe in yourself and believe in what you're wearing, you can go the distance.
But let's get more heat into this.
One more product placement for our boy out there from Texican, our boy Mark, with the barbecue. Mark,
That coffee,
get
baby.
Your coffee today. You know those nights when it's nice and hot and it's cold. And no, moist. It's not hot, but it's cold. You want to get warm? Get you some coffee from Texican Barbecue.
Nice. Yeah, I was listening in on one of the other podcasts, on Mark's podcast, and they have their own coffee line now, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's crazy, right?
That's dope, man. Congratulations, homeboy.
And I taste it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Everybody that tasted there, it's really good.
You do?
A lot of coffee. The bootstrap blend.
So crazy.
You do drink coffee? I thought it was just alcohol.
No. With alcohol.
Of course I do.
I get that whiskey. That whiskey or the tequila that says coffee.
Man, I feel like drinking a carajillo.
A carajillo, bro. Those
they're good. And they get you like super drunk, bro. Like after 8, 9 of them, like you're having a good buzz.
Bien prendido también.
So tell us a little bit about the Shaw Republic. Are you still serving the food and stuff like that?
Yeah. We're still doing the whole shebang bang where you get the hospitality package. You know, you get your bottle service, you get your food, you get your hand sanitizer, you get your masks, you get your section, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that's all still available.
Yeah.
They can call what number?
And we're open every day of the week. It's 956-466-4794.
Excellent. Get your reservation today. Get your
drink. Yeah, man. And now that we're going back to minimal capacity or 50%, I mean, that's roughly what we run it at anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly recommend people make reservations.
It
sucks turning people away at the door.
Okay.
And we can literally only fit about 50 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's fuck, man.
Yeah, dude, and that's crazy. Yeah, and that's actually worth it. It's not even that hard. Just call, get a hold of somebody. Hey, I need to reserve. Got it. Boom. And that's it. And you just get there. Hey, I got a reservation. They look for your name. You're good. You come in and you got your spot. Yeah. Start drinking. You know?
Yeah, man. We have the constables there at the door. You know, they kind of let everybody know what to expect before they walk in. You know, they walk you to your table.
Do you still have your awesome trailer out there still doing the drink thing as well?
Yeah.
Okay. M&M man.
Yeah, it's been going
so
really
while
well
you're waiting, while you're waiting in line, you could always get an awesome, fresh, delicious drink. What is it, margaritas? Whatever.
Yeah, we have frozen margaritas out there. We have really delicious micheladas, and we basically have a full bar
on
the outside, so you don't actually have to come inside. And that was done because we have so many people waiting.
Right.
That it's like, look, man, like I feel sorry that I can't fucking take care of you, but I still can't take care of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Feel me? So we dressed up the patio. So, I mean, while they're waiting
it looks dope.
To get inside, they can still enjoy the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put the lights and stuff. That looks awesome.
Yeah, put the lights out. I just bought some heaters, you know, because we're going into the wintertime. And here, it doesn't really get that cold, but it gets cold and rainy for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for our winters.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, so we're getting the little tarp, the heaters. Yeah. So, I mean, it should make it more bearable to be outside in the wintertime.
How does next door looking like?
Oh, man, right now I'm geeking out on that place. I've been doing the menu, you know, like it's 75% done structurally.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The laboratory, yeah. So now I'm changing it up with the same fucking design. Now I'm having to change up just a little bit to add a kitchen because I don't want to be stuck in the same situation if the pandemic does get worse.
Or right, whatnot, right, right.
To where I open up and then I can't open because I'm just a bar. So yeah, like, all right, cool. So I'm a big fan of food. I love eating at really, really good restaurants. You know, I always try and at least go to visit one chef that has at least one Michelin star a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that I'm having to incorporate food, I'm like, well, fuck, man. Like, I got to come with it. You know?
The whole thing.
Like,
bring
it. I already have the menu set and everything for the cocktails. I train my guys on it. Yeah. They'll be good. But right now I'm just like, fuck, I really got to come with it with the food. Like, you know? So I'm shooting for the stars, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm shooting for the stars. I'm putting in a lot of diligent work,
bro,
to the point where I really do feel at the end of the day, this is going to be my best project to date.
Do you have a certain food that you plan on doing there or no?
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple of salads. You know, I'm going to do the Caprese salad. I'm going to do a Caesar salad. I'm going to do another walnut and feta cranberry salad with Fuji apples. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a arrachera. Aguachile. I'm doing a Wayu ribeye aguachile. Doing a
fuck
aguachile de camarón estilo sinaloense.
Yeah.
Ceviche.
Yeah.
Right. And
25 and over.
And tuna tartare and salmon carpaccio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 25 and over, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be the 25 and over spot.
You go.
So I'm doing that menu. I'm only going to have 10 items at a time.
That's good enough. That's super good.
So I just want to make sure whatever the fuck I'm doing it like the fucking best.
Yeah, killing him.
Yeah. And I think Brownsville's finally at a point where it's like, dude, I want to have fucking like an A5 Wagyu steak on my menu.
Fuck,
know that it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. You know what I mean? We'll also have a more affordable approach to that same thing. You know, that's why I'm doing arrachera de aguachile. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing the ribeye aguachile. And the ribeye, I really just want to fucking get like that one solid steak all the time. If you're out in Brownsville, it's like, you know what, man? Like, I want top of the line. Like, all right, fuck, I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And every single entree that I'm going to have is meant to share.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a place to go take your family and go have dinner and this and that. Nah, like, if you're going to be out with your boys, you get the ribeye, you know? You know, it's a girls' night out, whatever. You get the ribeye, you get a salad, but it's all meant to share.
Well, that's good.
Right? You know, and every single entree is going to be paired with a wine, something for the table to share.
Dang.
You feel me? And if you don't want to share a bottle of wine, you know what? There's going to be a cocktail recommendation for that meal.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm basically pairing my menu. Like, all my food is going to be paired with something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for the super cool, man, because I'm going to be doing a fucking Kawama bottle service. Yeah, bro. You know, you get one Kawama before your boys, bro. Kawamon. You know, like that with an aguachile. Like,
good.
Que bien pandito, papa. You know?
Like, fuck. Dude, you're going to kill it there, dude. I'm already
shit.
No,
where are you open that, bro?
Right next door to Shot Republic. Yeah, and the place is nice. Yeah, and the place is nice. You know, so what I'm shooting, like, I just sent an email out to my guys, you know, and I was like, hey guys, we're following the Forbes checklist for service. You know, so Forbes is the
top of the
line. You know, like, it's top of the line for luxury.
Yeah,
you know? Like what they say, it's like this is top
going.
Of the
line. Yeah,
so I'm basing our service standards off of their checklist, you know? So I'm like, hey guys, like, we gotta fucking step it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're already doing great, like, but it's next level time, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to those Brazilian steakhouses that, man, they're always there and boom, and all the service and everything. Like, you're just like, bro, fuck, I gotta give this guy $30. Like, you know what I mean? It's so good of a service.
But
like,
you know what, man? I've been to, I mean, and you're right. One of my favorite restaurants is Chama Gaucha.
Ooh.
You know, just because of the way they take care of you. More so than Fogo de Chao and Tejas de Brasil. You know, like, really enjoy the service at Chama Gaucha.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to some, like, just recently I was at Le Jules Verne's at Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah.
Went to go over there, go eat over there with a couple of friends and my wife. Michelin star service. They have 3 Michelin stars, right?
Yeah.
I've gotten very similar service in Mexico City, eating at like some little cafeterias where every single person, it doesn't, like, there's no, pues yo no soy tu mesero, I'm not your server. It's like, everybody.
I got you.
Jefe, le falta algo, this and that. You know, like, you are never unattended. You know, like, they know you're thirsty before you know you're thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to, since my menu is going to be agave friendly, I mean, it's an agave house.
Like,
I'm creating a concept. You know, it's kind of like the anti-cantina. It's a place where you go, you kick it, you sip on some tequila, you know, you sip on a bottle of wine, you get a good meal. Dope. But yeah, man, you know, so it's right now I'm putting forth my best.
You see, and that's good because
I'm in like creative mode, dude, right now, you know.
Yeah,
it feels dope.
And it's a hell of, because in those places, like, if they're going to have the type of service in those places, dude, like, for example, I've eaten a lot of Fogo de Chao. Like, dude, I ordered, like, lemonade. They don't even let that bitch get halfway. Like, the guy already coming. I'm like, man, I haven't even finished a full cup. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
That Brazilian lemonade is a little different, too. It's got, like, creamy. It's like they put that milk in it or something. Yeah.
Dude, I know the recipe. I had to look it up because it was amazing, bro. Yeah, believe it or not, it's condensed milk. Okay. So they put, they throw in their, don't start writing my recipe. Nah, I'm joking. But they cut out limes with the whole peel and everything, throw it in there, and then they'll put like sugar and then condensed milk and then water, and there it is. There it is. And it's, dude, the lemonade there, I'm obsessed with that lemonade, bro. Not to talk about, I love their Parmesan pork that they got. They have like a Parmesan pork.
Okay,
amazing. But if you're going to do something like that, bro, fuck. And I love steaks. The guayu. If you guys haven't tasted guayu, guys, at least try it one time. Get a piece. But the guayu steak is something else. It's not eating like your regular steak. This is like a whole nother level of steak, and it's
the marbling,
it's worth
that,
it.
The flavor is just so it's like
stupid George.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I've been putting it on the back burner a little bit just because I keep on having shit that's come up. You know, like it's, I mean, I already knew that we were going to have the baby at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was go time. So about October, I was like, all right, cool. I'm not going to press the issue to try and open up anytime soon. You know, I talked to my wife and she gets off of maternity leave. She goes back to work in March. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll chill and won't do much, you know, until March. And fucking get to hang out and, you know, do our thing together. You
the
know?
Cool thing is that you're spending time with family, bro, because you've been on the up, you've been going like big time. You know what I mean? And like sometimes you need to chill, reflect. And that's one of the things that, like, when my dad passed away October 22nd, I wish I would just spend a little bit more time with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, we get so busy with our lives and everything. And right now, because your kids are young, you want to instill time into them and, you know, also spend time with your wife. I mean, even if some people are there, you know, but sometimes people would just want to spend time with the kids and be like, man, going out with my boys. Like, yeah. When Oliver called me, you know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, if the wife's cool, you want to spend time with her, then, you know, spend time with her. But I mean, it's cool that you're taking out time because I would just wish that I was able to spend just one more day, you know, one more day, one more pool game with my dad or just to.
It's two vibes, bro. That's why your vibes with your friends way different. Your vibe with your family. You need both. You need a good balance of both.
Yeah.
You definitely need that balance, man. Like right now, I'm having a lot of fun just having, I mean, taking the kids to school every day, picking them up, you know, doing all that shit that it was really difficult for me to do when my first two kids, when they were young going into school. It's like, fuck, man, it's my eighth day working straight, you know, I got out at 4 in the morning, I got to take the kids to school at 7, you know, like I was tired as shit.
Right.
Yeah. You know, now it's like, I fucking go to sleep by 11, I wake up at 6, you know, I'm like, all right, fresquecito como lechuga, you know, like, all right, let's get this taste. I get my coffee, you know, I'm not hungover, you know, I'm drinking it for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
it's a complete, I'm like a day walker now, it's the shit.
Right.
Like, I love it, you know?
Well, that's cool.
But yeah, man, I'm getting to enjoy life how I haven't been able to do it in a while. I mean, I love traveling and, you know, partying and whatnot. That's always going to be a part of me.
Right? Yeah.
But, dude, just going outside, sitting down on the porch, looking at the outdoors, looking like, what type of days it could be? Okay, the wind's, you know, heavy today. You know, it's like, I used to miss all that shit, bro.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's cool getting to experience that now.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a different vibe.
Work hard, play hard.
Let's get into I got a topic too because I like to hear everybody's opinion, and I know here at the Big Old Truth and you know here at the Big Old Truth we don't really get into politics.
We don't go either way,
but we'd like to hear everybody's opinion.
Everybody's right.
Everybody's opinion, and just to break the ice and start off myself that way.
We got to talk about it, bro.
We got it. It was about time, especially with all the shit that's going on.
Right.
I personally think, again, do not take this personal. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's just my personal opinion. I honestly think all this voting thing is an illusion for the government to make us think that we have the power to choose our leader.
Right.
It's really them. Honestly,
and it's not even in this administration. It's been going on for the last five administrations.
Fuck yeah. And I think a lot of people voted for Biden just to get Trump out. I'm not either or.
Right.
But y'all not realizing what this guy's going to bring to the table. Well, not even bring to the table. What he's going to take off the table, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're all, you know, puppets for the government or for somebody else.
Right.
I don't know what you guys think about that, but I personally think that, like, regardless who's in the seat, I mean, there's always going to be a downfall. And, you know.
I trust the Black Pope.
The Black Pope?
Yeah. The Illuminati. They're the ones that are really running the whole thing,
I mean,
I trust God, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But, I mean, they're the ones really controlling everything, the politics and everything that's going on right now. And to be honest with you, every president since Ronald Reagan has promised us the world. They make a few changes, but we really, every 4 years, I don't know, Mariano, every 4 years, I feel like, 4 years Republican, 4 years Democrat, 4 years Republican. I mean, it just keeps on changing. Nothing's really ever done. No. Some stuff is done, but it,
minor.
Like me and Mariano before the show, it's like you take it's 50-50. You take some good, some bad, some good. It is what it is. At the end of the day, it's about our families.
You got to look at all of it, man. You know, and at the same time, I mean, you have, in my opinion, you always have to want more for your country.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm down.
You always got to want the best for your family, right? But, I mean, there's just so much shit that's out of my control. You know, it's like, so I have the illusion, all right, cool. I'm going, I voted, and then I go home, and then what? It's like, okay, nobody else is going to make my fucking life better but me.
Exactly. Right?
There you go.
Feel me?
There you go.
Like, I can support somebody, you know? I mean, I think there's some good stuff that Trump did. I think there's some fucked up shit he did. You know?
Yeah.
The same thing with the Obama administration. You know, like, Biden was a part of it. There was some good stuff. There was some fucked up stuff. And we were talking about how, Trump lifted up some regulations, you know, on businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't obligated to spend money on certain things like healthcare for our employees or whatnot, you know? And we were able to pay less in taxes depending on how we ran our numbers.
Mm.
But small businesses profit. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that with the Obama administration, we were coming out of a recession.
Yeah.
You know, so it was everything's weird, man.
You know?
I mean, so there's good things that happen then, and there's bad things, just like with every administration. But, I mean, the media's got everybody fucking twisted on each other, you know? It's like to the point, it's like, oh, well, fuck you if you like Trump. It's like, hold on, dog. Like, you're my cousin, dog. You know? It's like, bro, can we say grace? Like, it's Thanksgiving, dog. Like,
we're all fighting amongst each other over, like, two people that
don't really give a fuck.
Yeah,
about
they don't give
us,
a fuck.
You know?
They don't even know we exist. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one reason I'm like, man, you know what? Like, I'm going to say you straight up. I didn't vote straight up. You know,
that's how it was the last election. Yeah. I didn't fucking want to vote for Hillary and I don't want to vote for Trump. I was like, you know, fuck them both. Like, I can't bring myself to vote for one of them.
I didn't vote. My brother didn't vote. So you know what? That's why we lost.
No, and I think, and it's like, oh, he lost by a vote. Oh, it was yours. It was yours. You're gone. You know what I mean? Like,
andale, cabrón, andale.
Yeah, like,
dije que fueras a votar.
Look at all the ballots, you know, they're throwing away. And you think that digital thing, you think the government doesn't have the power to hack it and say, fuck it, he won. How are they going to, you know, show
and
you?
And that's the thing. If they did have the power to do that, Trump would have fucking done that. Like, that dude's crooked.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, he would have paid his shit.
He's a win-it-all-cost type of guy. No more. Like, no, if somebody was going to do it, I honestly think it would have been him.
You know, and I'm not, like you said, I'm not against it. All this rioting, they said all the security we taxes we paid for, and these fuckers walk in 2 hours, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
That's another thing. I said, bro, if I would have walked down there pissed off with me and all my brown friends, bro, we would have been shot.
Plenty of time. It would have been enough bullets for everybody.
Right.
Like, you know,
damn, dog.
I think they've been watching too much. You know what was the problem? They saw Olympus has fallen, and they're like, fuck it, we're going to do the same thing.
I was straight up ready. I mean, we've all seen those movies where somebody tries to take over the White House and shit. Like, bro.
All types of security.
Like, they got these big cock diesel dudes, you know, with fucking Gats coming up. What's up? Like, one guy normally takes on most of them, you know? But, like, you mean we don't have one dude in our whole, like, fucking Secret Service shit they can handle?
We don't got Jerome Butler in there,
you know? Bro, like... Dude, even the old guy from Taken Whoops ass, bro.
I know,
like,
we don't bro.
Like, our old guys are not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my daughter.
Bro.
I have a special skill set.
They all just walked in like, yo, it was just a normal government fucking
bro. Did you see that video of the chick that they shoot?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you have it right here.
Oh, yeah. Show it.
Oh. Hey, but the guys that are just chilling in Nancy Pelosi's chit desk and like the guy that's dressed up like an Indian or something.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, hey, well, you know the guy that stole the podium?
Dude, that's a crazy, like, people like, dressed like that to go to raves, bro.
Dude, the guy, too, that stole the podium, he got so popular in his picture, they found him. Fucking idiot, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Let me see this. Hold on. This is the girl that got shot?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not laughing, yo. I'm just shocked.
No, yeah. But he's like, if that guy could speak Spanish, he'd probably be, te dije, pendeja. Yeah, te dije. Te dije, te mueves a la verga.
Damn.
I
want
to see, bro.
Hey, but there's people behind, there's officers behind there, too.
Yeah, like that.
So it was a Secret Service member. Oh, he good. They don't even know who he is.
It's a secret.
Dude, he just like reached over and took this fucking... lead.
Pop, pop.
Oh, my God. That is insane.
Yeah.
Man.
That was almost a blank point, bro. Like,
hey, bro. Yeah, it was right there, Mariano, bro. Send that to me.
Dude, that was like, bah, dude. Like.
Bro, the thing is that how do you break into three levels of defense? Like,
the capital.
Yeah, like,
how do you do that? The fucking capital.
I honestly always thought that,
my hat's off to those police officers that were out there that actually took an ass whipping, but like, man. Dude,
one of them died because of.
There's a total of four people that actually died.
Oh, for real?
One of them was an officer, man. Yeah.
Four people that died, actually.
And you know what? The black community, again, came all together and they had shit about it. Like, hey, how come these people didn't get shot? Where's the tear gas? Yeah. Where's, you know what I mean?
I understand, but like, damn. It's just that. There's too much division here in the United States, and I just wish that, like, you know, I was talking to friends, family, and we even talked about this off the air. Is we need somebody that's going to unite us back together.
Yeah.
To remind us of where our forefathers came from, what we were built upon, what it is about to help the fellow man, the unity and stuff like that. We've lost that. We've lost that since, before Trump and Obama. Yeah, yeah. I started during the Obama during the Obama years, didn't you feel like it was kind of like separating little by little? Yeah, and then Trump got in, and then it started going now, and then the way he talks, he just ended up splitting everything wide open. Like, he has some good points, and then some points I just pray to God sometimes, like, man, I pray to God that he can just talk.
Dude, this is fucking. Dude, it's fucking crazy.
Bro, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't even hear what you guys said. I was just so into the video, bro, of the girl.
Yeah.
Man, bro, it looks crazy, bro.
Yeah, right there, dude.
Yeah, dog, that's some real life shit.
Bro, but it's like.
And she was. I think she was a veteran.
For real?
Yeah. She was in the Air Force.
The police is there. Is the police like helping the people, or they're trying to get them out, or what?
I don't know.
Honestly, I saw people in the back.
The whole time, I'm
just like, they're like trying to hold, but like I don't know what they're doing.
You can
like,
only hold so many people back, though. You know, I mean, it's.
But
it looked like they were understaffed. Like, I know, like,
even pointed like to the guard.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you something, because I worked in the government for a while. Okay, the day before, I am so sorry. There should have been the National Guard should have been there. Some act of military enforcement should have been there 24 hours in advance when they knew that Ted Cruz, and they knew they were going to come out there and they were going to get together, and the vice president was going to be there, and they knew that they were going to go. They had to expect something type happening. Of riot.
Dog, it's Christmas time over here, and I know that I'm going to have more than likely we're going to be at capacity the whole night, you know, with our percentage. Right. Dude, I'm already calling another constable.
Right.
You know, hey, you know, guys, like, fucking, it's Charo days. Stack up on the constables, man. You know, like, make sure, like, everybody parties a little harder, you know, let's make sure everybody's safe.
Right.
And that's on this level. Like, that's the fucking capital.
And we're talking about the government. Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is there was not even, like, 100 soldiers on standby in case two for crowd control after they saw the mob outside.
Okay. Cool.
All it needed to do was piss off the wrong person.
So horrible planning, right? Let's chalk it up to that, right? Okay. Somebody fucked up, dropped the ball. All right, they didn't have the fucking manpower they needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the United States of America. Right. It's our fucking capital. I'm expecting like helicopters to come in, motherfuckers jumping out of helicopters. You know, like, oh shit, like it's real. This is what we defend.
Right.
You know?
Knowing that there was going to be a rally.
Exactly.
24 hours in advance.
It's like fuck. Like,
they knew a rally was going to happen. They knew that things were going to get out of control. And then they only had how many? Like 89 employees there at the time. Like 89... and with like 20,000 people that showed up.
And the
like,
thing really? Is, it's worse because it just showed everybody that hates us, terrorists, whatever, that it's that easy to walk into the White House?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, bro, all the other countries have been laughing at us, bro, for months.
They're watching us kill each other. They're watching the action, though. Right.
They're like, man, we don't even need a terrorist group over there.
Yeah, they're like keeping them
themselves. This is some shit that happens in third world countries.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because they're like starving them or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like keeping up with the Americans.
Like, this dude talked at the fucking rally inciting them before they did that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, guys, the next day, y'all be punished to the extent of the law. And, you know, that wasn't cool. It's like, dude. With you the way he hyped us up, you know, like, you said you're gonna go down there with us.
Yeah, he was like, he had the wink at the end. Like, you know what I mean, like, dude. But dude, that's for me. I just find it insane. And then of course,
well, we need. You know, we lost four people compared to the protesting and everything and all the fires. There was nothing burned down. But that's what I was really worried about, bro. Is because okay, that happened. Okay, they went in there. Okay, we lost four lives compared to as many big cities. That have just sit there, you know. But people are frustrated. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I see. I'm with you, dog. You know. And my whole thing is like, all right, you're not gonna call the National Guard in when they're rioting in fucking Portland. You're not gonna call the National Guard in when they call it. What is it like? Somewhere in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know. There's so many fucking protests where they got violent. In 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The National Guard was never called in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the fucking capital of the United States.
The main, supposed to be the most secure area. Yeah.
So
now everybody's going to think that they can just go inside whenever they want?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was that easy. They just walked up in there like nothing.
I remember my first time in D.C. I was working for a company that was remodeling Home Depots. You know?
Yeah.
So we're going in, doing resets, you know, after hours. But we have a job to do in Virginia.
Yeah.
So DC's right there. So it's like, all right, cool, man. Let's go fucking check out DC. You know, I remember that was my first time watching a Cowboys game outside of Texas, and we went to Hooters there in DC.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But long story short, we took a wrong turn and we ended up where we shouldn't have been, close to the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dog, like, there was so many vans that pulled us the fuck over right away. Like, okay, what are y'all doing here? Everybody get out of the vehicle. You know, like, fucking ran our IDs, shit like that. I was like, a la verga, we, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's it. We took a wrong turn. Like, we weren't marching down there like rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude. It baffles me. Like, it's, you know,
fucked up, dude. It just fucked up. And I think.
I'm telling you, they knew the rally was going to happen. Nothing was done to have extra military presence there when they should have had that for either or, for the Trump supporters or for the Biden supporters or the Black Lives Matter, whatever. Because basically, everybody's just trying to get their voice heard. That's
and
it.
You know what? Four lives is too many. Four lives is four lives too many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But with the amount of people and how mad they were and everything, and you know, like, I mean, whether they're right or they're wrong, they're so passionate about something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that more destruction, that it didn't get worse than what it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, it looked like they were there to fucking for attention.
Yeah.
And it looked like they got let in. So they could cause a scene.
And most of them had their phone out recording, like Snapchat. Right, you know,
Like, who the fuck would incriminate themselves knowingly?
Oh, dude.
Like that, you know?
All of them that came on camera about to get fucked. You know what I mean? Especially, I'm telling you, that podium guy, he's about to get super fucked, dude. Like, because it was a funny picture. The guy's walking with a podium. He's just like waving like, yo, what up?
Yeah, dog, I'm going to smoke a joint in Vegas where it's legal and I still don't even put myself on fucking
I think somebody took a picture of him. It wasn't him like hey, take a picture of me. The guy was running out and I guess people were taking pictures and he just posed and like, it went viral and they found him.
Like, pinches culeros, dijimos que no pictures. We said no pictures at the meeting.
You see, the question is, if it would have been Hispanic storming in there or blacks, you know, what would have been the outcome? What could have been the outcome? Would it have been a massacre in there? What would it have been?
Well, they showed the walls don't work, man.
Yeah, it would have been different. Handled differently, right. You know?
Chile rellenos for everybody.
Shit, they would have all sent us back for weekend.
No, it's true. It's true what you said. And it's, you know what's so, what sucks is that it's so sad.
We're judged differently, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's so sad that racism it still stands today in some type of form. With certain people, definitely. You know, there's a couple of places here in Texas that I won't go to that I've stopped to put gas and they look at me, but I'm 6'4", 300, 400 pounds at the time. They just look at me like, okay, football player,
Samoan
or something, you know, but I still get that bad, nasty look like get the hell out of here. You know what I mean? And you could be in a Escalade or a Mercedes or a brand new 2021 Tahoe. It's just that vibe you get, you know,
there's towns that are extremely racist out there.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. You know what? Well, going back to that, when I was working for that company with Home Depot, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get the manager to sign off on our work, and I don't know what, right? So I have the paperwork. My manager's in the restroom. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, can you sign this? He's like, all right, thanks, man. He's like, yeah, and y'all did a great job. You know, I'll tell your boss, whatever, that, you know, let him know. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, I'm not the manager. The manager's in the restroom. He's like, oh, shit, well, all y'all look the same. And I'm like, this motherfucker. But he said it so nonchalantly, like, yeah, it was just casual racism, you know? Yeah. I'm like, hijo de puta madre.
Yeah. Fuck you.
But,
wow.
but I mean, the manager did look like me.
No, I guess.
He was my brother. He was my brother.
I'm a twinsies.
I had some shit like that, too, man. I remember one time I got in trouble, like a small trouble in the military.
Oh, my God, you look like small Drake.
Trouble. Yeah, small trouble. I was fucking around with, I had got punished, so I was fucking around with.
The porter.
No, the one that cuts the grass, and they're like, you're gonna push, get off the tractor, and you're gonna do the pushing ones, and you want to play around with the tractor. And I'm like,
what was his name?
And I was like, and it was a white dude, right? And the white dude told me like, well, all you guys should be good at landscaping, anyways. And I'm like, ooh, you motherfucker, ah, bitch.
I was too, bro. You did the best job they've ever had.
I was like, bro, I was 18, 19 at the time, so for me. At the time, I was new to the military. I was like, it was intimidating. Mm-hmm. They would have done that shit to me now where I already know what's going on. I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm about to fucking, you know, go, you know, crazy on you. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was intimidated. I was like, oh, shit, fuck. Like, I knew it was an insult, but it was like, I'll take a slap in the face, you know?
I mean, we're kind of protected here in the Valley, though, because we're the majority, you know? Right.
Yeah.
Latinos.
Right.
You know? And
I wish somebody would
leave that comfort zone, you know? That's when we really start to experience, because for the most part, I mean, the races, I mean, I think everybody's heard like an older uncle or grandma, like, ah, pinche negrito, and it's like, you know, like, I mean, there's old school racism,
still some,
you know? I feel like nowadays we're a little more open-minded, you know, everybody's the same and this and that, but I mean, people genuinely don't like other people because of the color of their skin, and that's that I don't get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Slowly it's like very slowly.
But I think, bro. Okay, let me say something. The reason we don't get it is because we are part of that. If we were like white, probably we will understand why we don't like browns or blacks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the reason we don't understand, or the black people, they don't understand why they're racist with them or with us, is because we are part of that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't like them because they put seasoning on their food.
Yeah,
we're not able to. I mean, we don't even have the. We cannot even say nothing about it because at the end of the day, we're going to be brown forever. You know, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Luckily, Texas is a Hispanic state and we're good, you know, but.
Yeah.
We need a Hispanic president for everything to change.
Oh, bro. we're going to be long gone before we even get close to some shit like that on here.
Bam, fucking marijuana is legalized right away.
Well, hey, I heard in Texas it was about to, like, it was getting there.
I think we're a couple years away, man, but it really does. The tax dollars it generates for the state is. In every state that they've legalized it for recreational purposes, it's brought in a lot of fucking tax.
We already got the California people coming over. It's just a matter of time. They were talking about that McConaughey was going to run against Abbott on the re-election.
I hope.
You know, you think somebody like that's not going to be cool with it? Like, eventually, somebody from Cali is going to come to Texas and say it's cool. He's going to be like, yeah, fuck it, man. all right.
Yeah.
You know, I think he could do great things, to be honest.
Smart guy, man.
Yeah, the dude's very
Arnold Schwarzenegger did okay.
Yeah, he did good for Cali. I mean, and why not? Fuck it. I'd vote for McConnell.
Bro, and you know, nowadays, bro, as I'm getting older, and I'll be 44 and I don't know how many days. I don't know, 5, 10 days. Anyways, but 10 days.
For real?
So, yes. 44, I still look 27. All good. Well, thanks you to my brother and his connections with Botox in Mexico City. But no, as you get older, you know, anything starting to, like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? That's it. I mean, like, if people say, no, you need to vote, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I get it, you know, especially like in Cameron County, like here, you know, that's real important to us because we live here, you know. So, yeah, I want to get out there and vote, you know, for our
And we generally have a low voter turnout.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We don't cheat down here in the RGB. As long as you don't see it.
Yeah. I mean,
don't be cheating if you get caught.
Until you get caught.
But at the same time, like with you guys, with all your family, like, I just want to live in peace. I just want to be happy. And I just want to do the American dream. And I know that's so far-fetched and it's easier said than done. But I mean, seriously, like, I want to be able to see my kids.
Sorry, my bad. I was looking for a video for weed.
You told me to shut the hell up. Before I go to commercial, real quick. No, I just want us to live in peace, but I know so far-fetched, it's probably not going to happen because it's always going to be turmoil or it's going to be something going on and stuff. But, like, I just miss those good old days when I was growing up and that 15 was cool as shit, you know what I mean? Go out there, spend time with my friends, go play football, baseball, you know, and then I turned 18 and drag racing and drag racing, and in 21 getting drunk at the Shot Republic in Brownsville, Texas. Those are the good memories, you know. Yeah. And that's what people are like, you know. I'm just sick and tired of it. Like right now, you just said people voted because of the hate for Trump to get him out of the thing. A lot of them probably did, didn't. You know, is America going to really change? Are we as a people really going to change? You know, that's the big question.
Well, a lot of people came out to vote, man. You know, so people are
apparently it was just us four that didn't. No, but when I was before the video, I was gonna show you because we were talking about the weed and legalizing weed, and there's this video that I had seen. Not that one. That I have seen, and I was like, man, this one, it makes sense. And they said they were gonna make it like a, you know how in school they put the dare video, like don't do drugs, and they do like a little scene where like a guy's smoking weed.
That's one of the most unsuccessful campaigns.
Well, that's why I guess they're making fun of it. Look, I'm sure you can be able to hear it. Our viewers should be able to hear it. Oh, is it somewhere?
Get out of here, Dewey.
Oh, yeah.
What are y'all doing in here? We're smoking reefer. You don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Yeah, of course we are. Can't you smell it?
No, Sam. I can't.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
I get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit-forming.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is. You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
Just this once. Come on in.
You know what I mean? Like,
100%. He was 100% true.
Dude, and the thing is that back in the day, well, at least when I was a child, when elementary or middle school, I forgot when they would put those videos, they made weed sound like it was crystal meth. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you don't want to do weed. You know what I mean? But now, look how far we've come.
You mean I can die?
You know, look how far we came where it's like medical now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. You know, I don't know how weed is illegal and salvia is legal.
Right.
Have y'all ever smoked salvia? Like, I did once. Yeah. Dude.
Trip.
Crazy trip, man. Took me to a completely different dimension. Yeah. I'm not lying.
Dude, you were in, the fucking guy?
It's like a little 4 or 5 minute high, right? Yeah. But I literally went to a different dimension, right? And you come back, and I was like, my first thought was like, how the fuck is this legal?
Yeah, I know. And it's like, what the fuck? I've done the only high I've ever been, that's other prescription medication because of my back pain. But one time they gave me the sleeping pill Ambien. I'm sure it's very popular. They never told me. They were supposed to tell me when you're drinking, you feel sleepy, just fall asleep. For some reason, I was watching a show and it was like really, like I was really into it. I had taken the pill already and I was falling asleep. And I was fighting it and I was like, hold on, I'm just going to finish this episode. And I'm like, I'm going straight to bed. If you fight it, you get this fucked up high trip or whatever. Bro, it was like, at the time, I was watching the show, and I saw myself leaving my body like, come on, bro, let's go to the restroom. And I was like, dude, you start.
You repeating yourself.
Like illusioning shit. Like, what the, am I up? And then, like, I got up to go, and I felt like I was floating, and I felt like I was like, oh, shit. Like, dude, the worst trip ever, bro. Like, I just felt like it was like I was like going to different. Yeah, I was going to different places, and I was like, And then when I told
I'm
doctor,
scared of pills, dog.
Like, and I went to the doctor. Like, hey, man, look, I got a bad trip. How'd you take it? And I told him like, no, you're not supposed to fight. It gives you a bad trip. Rectum. He's like, you're not supposed to fight it. As soon as you see, you fall asleep. Like, well, I kind of don't want to take it anymore. Like, oh, it's fucked up. I didn't know if, when I woke up. I thought, is this real or fake? I didn't know if I was still in the trip or not.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I smoke crack, No, I'm just playing. Everybody's just stopping.
He's like, finish the story.
No, he's
tell
like,
tell me, bro. Tell me. I want to know about it. I want to know.
You reminded me of Anchorman. He's like, crack, guys. And he's like, oh, it hit me right away. He's like, dude, no. Everybody's telling him, don't smoke it.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, man.
Meth is a hell of a
But I've tried everything in
yeah,
the book.
Yeah, crack is good.
What? Weed is probably, you know, the best. I mean, I do CBD right now for, anxiety and stuff like that. It's pretty chill, you know. 3,000 milligrams, pretty cool. You know?
Yeah, I was
straight up.
I was taking CBD gummies.
Okay,
like
yeah.
for nighttime or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, completely relaxes you. Fucking yeah, it's the
well, you know, Chago. Chago knows everything. And he gave me 500. I said, dude, well, double up on it, man. I just ordered the 3,000. I did the 3,000, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's like he smoked a joint. Seriously, yeah, like you just is. Chill, bro. Just
is
relax.
There CBD stores in here?
Yeah, yeah. Cloud 9.
Cloud 9?
Yeah.
There's one in Boca Chica, right? And then there's one in San Padre.
Right. Or you can get online at the Diamond, what is it called? CBD Diamond. Look up Diamond CBD.
Diamond in the rough.
And you can get wholesale prices online. They'll ship it right to your door. But Cloud 9 here, sometimes they're here, sometimes they sell out. But if they sell out, you know, you can get it online.
But those gummies you bought is like, it's not like an edible or like. Fucked up trip, or is it edible?
No, it just relaxes you.
No, just, yeah.
Yeah. It's not really like a trip. How can I say it?
It makes
really
you relax.
Just relax. Yeah.
I mean, you know, how many is a Mariano? Like four or five of them? You know, you just take it, you know, you eat them, four or five, relax. I mean, don't eat like 200. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, it tells
well, you're violently high.
It tells you the recommended dosage.
Yeah.
Like, you like two or three gummies or something. You know?
Don't smoke the gummies. Though.
We don't do it like the brownies or like.
A quick way to deal with the munchies is when you feel like just fucking pigging out, get yourself a big ass glass of water, like 32 ounces. Make sure you finish that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how hungry you are. You know?
Okay.
You just want to have something there. You know? And you have cottonmouth.
Yeah.
Because, dog, I've gone to town. Like, I've figured out, like, I just gone to HEB. And mind you, this is long, long time ago. Long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Couple months.
But yeah, man, I mean, I just bought groceries. I had everything, you know, the refrigerator stocked. But I probably cleared out like a good 10% of the shit I just bought. Bro. I was like, fucking Kraft mac and cheese over here. I was making ceviche over there, bro. You know, fucking like I got the ramen, you know, the couple noodles. You know? But yeah, dude, it's
This commercial is sponsored by CVS. I need to actually try that. We're going to pop this box of Coronas.
Yeah.
Coronas. Well, who wants one here right now?
So, hey, let's talk about a topic of what's up with the virus, the antidote, the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, what do you guys think about it? I personally...
You said you weren't going to take it, right? You're going to wait to take it?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I want to see all you guys fucked up first and then not
take it. Well, I want all of you guys to take it first before. Well, then you know what? Then I don't have to take it if y'all already have it. So I'm good. So y'all just take it.
I'm not going to get it.
I'm not going to get it either.
My...
I'm going to take two.
For you and for me.
So, what do you think about it? You think you're safe on it, or you think fuck it, or what do you think? It's not a cure, it's a vaccine.
Exactly.
Quote unquote.
I don't know.
You know what? I have a lot of friends that are in the medical field.
Yeah.
And nobody's mutated yet. I think one of them said they had a little runny nose for like 24 hours. And
fuck that.
They're good. And now they're taking their second because apparently there's two vaccines.
Doses.
Yeah,
two doses of the vaccine. Yeah.
Right.
It's like 3 weeks apart, right? If I'm not mistaken.
15 days.
15 days.
Yeah. Okay.
So. The whole point is, you know, for the most part, if they ask me, I don't know, bro. I don't know yet. I'm like 50-50. But, I mean, if I have to and everybody's that I know is okay, why not? You know what I'm saying? You know, I've never really taken the flu
shot. It's kind of like the flu shot. The last time I took it was because when I was a midterm, that's because they forced you.
Right.
But after that, yeah. After that, I never took it because every time I would take it, dude, I would feel fucked up. You know,
that's why I don't want to take it because
it's kind of you feel like it's gonna be the same way, right?
Yeah. That I mean, people think. I mean, my mom used to think, and she used to tell me that not to get any vaccines because they make you get sick of that. Like I was never able to get like the flu shot when I was a kid because my mom thought that I was gonna get the flu.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A lot of people like that's what happened.
Yeah, because it's this little strain right. of the flu. Yeah.
So you can't get the flu when you get the vaccine. Even like if you were not exposed to the flu or whatever, that's why I don't wanna take a vaccine of COVID if I have a small risk to have COVID. Because fuck COVID, I don't want COVID.
Yeah. You don't mm-hmm. want to like the chance of it. But that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I feel like nah, like I'm good. Let me see how everything turns out.
Let's wait a little bit, like a couple years. I mean, like to be sure that.
It's or at least this whole year where people were like, you know, if you came and you told me, do I take two doses? I'm good. Like, oh, me too. All right. If I got two, cool. If I don't, I'm still cool. You know what I mean? Like, So I don't know.
What do you think, Mariano?
He's like, I already got it.
I mean, I haven't signed up for it or anything.
I need my third dose.
I mean, I would get it, you know?
Okay.
Just for precautionary measures. You know, I've had COVID before and it sucks dick, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not like good dick.
Not like my new dick. Like
that 2-incher.
Not like my new dick.
What's happening to your doctor's info?
He's still waiting.
If it comes down to it, I don't know. But then I'm thinking about like, because I'm the power attorney to my mom, you know, after my dad passed away. And like, I don't know if I would want my mom to take it, but then it's her decision, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And, you know, she's earned the right. You know, I don't want to say, no, you could take it. Hey, if she wants to take it. But, you know, I just want to be ready in case something happens. So, like, have all the necessary things that I need. You know, like, I had gotten that, what was that drug that they called that you can get in the United States unless you got prescribed hydro, whatever.
Hydrocon?
Right, whatever. So I just imported it from our neighbor next door. I mean, you know, next door. And I just got it. Why? Yes, because sir. if something happens, I don't want to say that I didn't try everything possible to get it. You know, I bought the air machines. I got the other machine in case something happened. Something happened to me, dude. I'm going to hook myself up at home. I'll be all right.
YouTube how to do it.
Right. I'll be right. Yeah.
Well, that's hard. Like, what about if you want to get it and your wife doesn't want to get it? You know, like, it's like a hard decision. Like, my dad is 81 years old and he wants to get it. And I don't want to get it. And I can say that I don't want him to get it. But he wants to get it anyways. And I mean, I'm not going to make a decision for him. He wants to get it and he gets COVID and he gives it. Well, I mean, let's see what happens. But I'm not going to have the vaccine.
He's like, fuck.
Right, like, fuck. I told you. Like Mariano said, te dije, cabrón, que no te sea la pinche vacuna. La pusiste, carajo. Like that, you know?
Yeah.
But so he wants the vaccine. I don't want it. Let's see who gets COVID first. You know, like.
Right.
No, but I think COVID, his mentality, your father's mentality is more like, I live my life, I get it, fuck
right.
it.
He's like,
I made it where I wanted to make it. You know, us, we're like, hey, we're still living. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to be 82 this year.
I'm past due. I turned
21. He's like, bro, I turned 21 when COVID was here, bro. I don't know how it feels to be 21 years old.
Yeah, you're super America. Young, bro.
Shit. I'm pissed, bro.
Shit, dude. That's the thing, man. I think the FDA, and they only approved it, I think, at 95% or something like that. Which is good.
I mean, with my fucking luck, I'm gonna be that 5%.
And then they start posting pictures of the people's faces and shit.
I shared Mariano's luck.
Me too, bro. Anything that could happen will happen to me.
Para eso nacimos, para valer verga. Bro, but it's like what I was telling you, bro. How many vaccines can they put daily? Like the numbers I was telling you
before. Oh,
you said 15,000. They were saying about 15,000 a day. We just make numbers. That's like 555 years for everybody to get the vaccine. Like, really?
Yeah,
how is that going to happen? Like, I don't get it still, but.
And they only secured, like, what? United States only secured like 100 million or something like that, right? Something like that. And the first responders were going to go first, which makes sense, you know. And then that's what I'm saying. Like, when you got clinics here, they're like, hey, we do it for free. Where'd you get yours? You know what I mean? Like, that was quick, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, those plants, like, for example, in Mexico, bro, people under, like, 35, they're not going to be able to get the vaccine until May from 2022, bro. Like, because, like, first, like, over 65, then from 45 to 55, like, stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
What you got to do is apply at a home health or some bullshit like that, man. That way you're... Get on that list right away, bro.
Shit, be on that fucking the what is it?
Have you gotten the COVID test done, bro?
Me?
Yeah,
I don't need to.
Not
fam. Like Mario says, nah, fam, not me.
Nah, fam.
What about you, bro?
Have we Gucci over here?
Yeah, we straight up Gucci, man.
The COVID test? No, you Mariano, the COVID test.
He had it.
Yeah, man. I had COVID,
right?
So when they were giving my brother, when he was going to get prepped up, you know, for surgery, they come in and stick this big old freaking Q-tip in his nose. Dude, so I swear, she went like halfway into his brain, bro.
She fucking made my shit tear
bro,
up.
Pero la so you too, morra, right? Bro.
No, hombre, güey.
Man, I thought like, casi se viene la morra, bro. Shaking that motherfucker. But bro, she had Parkinson.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck, bro. That's my nose.
No, and then she looked at me. I looked back at my phone.
Dude, that's fucking
la verga.
And they're going to give surgery to your brother. I'm like, hey, bro, I'll see you in the morning.
Bro. You see, and I'm more of the dude Mexican style. Like, if I'll be hanging out with y'all and yo, now I'm not going to do the test. I'm negative. I'm negative too then.
Yeah.
The old Mexican way. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. He has it. I don't have it no more.
But yeah, dude, that they need to find like other simpler ways because that shit, I've seen videos of people getting fucked up.
I knew people that, hey, wey, ¿cómo estás, carnal? Wey, me siento de la verga. Like, they clearly had COVID. It's like, hey, wey, ¿no te has hecho? You haven't gone to go take a test? It's like,
no,
hombre, wey.
No, I don't have COVID. No, hombre, wey.
Ese jale no es COVID, wey.
All the symptoms and shit.
Like, bro, dog, like, that's real, bro. Bro, a friend of mine called me a couple days ago, and he was so scared, bro. He's like, hablé con Dios. I don't believe in God, but I talked to him, and I told him that I don't want to die, you know, bro. I'm 20 years old, bro. Like, he was scared, bro. I'm like, bro, why are you so scared, bro? You were going out and stuff. He's like, yeah, it's because I didn't believe I was going to get it. And, because he used to say, like, hey, fuck COVID, you know? Like, I'm out here. Like, he was hanging out. And he was fucking scared, bro. And he was negative. He's like, fuck that. I'm going back home. Like, I'm locking myself home.
It's time to celebrate. Let's go out. Bottle service.
No. Shout out to the homeboy, Edgar. Same thing. He got COVID. And he was like, he called me like, bro, I started reminiscing on life. I started thinking about, did I accomplish my mission? If I leave tonight? He was like, bro, I thought I was going to die. I was saying my goodbyes and shit.
Nigga, you didn't do nothing.
He's like, did I, my purpose? You know, he was he, totally different man. And I'm like, damn, bro, so what you going to do now? Like, if you all good, you know, he's like, nah, dude, I'm done. I'm going to be in the house and shit. Fuck that. Got good. Same old motherfucker.
He's out there,
He's out there.
He has, like, a bodysuit and three masks on.
He said that, like, yeah, he said, you know, you've experienced yourself. He said, dude, that was a fucked up experience. Like, I would never fucking wish it upon anybody. Like, damn.
So the ones that have it, because I haven't had it in Jesus' name, knock on wood, I'm not going to have it straight up. But Mariano, because a lot of people, I have a friend of mine right now. He's a captain of a ship, of a big yacht out here, the Cetera. Good friends of mine out here. He's actually fighting for his life right now in Miami. And I actually, yesterday was the first day that he actually felt better. He actually texted me for like about, you know, and I tried to tell him, hey, listen, you know, God hasn't given up on you. He's like, man, you don't understand. I don't want to look for God right now when I need him. I should have been doing this a long time. So, yes, as far as reminiscing, yes, they have to, you know. You start thinking about, did I do everything that I needed to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, I can completely.
And you too. That's what I was going to ask you. Like, is it like the flu, but 10 times worse? Or is it like, what is it?
I've never had the flu, to be honest, you know? But I will say that that's the sickest I've ever been in my whole life.
Okay.
I mean, I've had a broken leg, and that's completely different. You know,
right.
In the hospital for a while, get surgery, you know, fractured my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as sickness goes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dog, this shit kicked my ass.
Well, because of the breathing, too, right? Because that's something new. Like,
fucks with your, you know?
Yeah, you panic. You feel like you're fucking dying and shit.
And because everything you hear in the news, bro, like, you have the symptoms, then you get all fucking scared.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't breathe. And so you make your mind,
you panic.
Sick.
Yes, right? You panic. You know,
like, everything that happens, you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to die. Oh, shit, you know, like, everything that's going on.
Shit is over.
I hadn't paid the light bill, right? So I disconnected everything. And it got hot in the house, right? I'm like, oh, shit. I'm getting hot. Do I have a fever? It's like, no, man. You know, just pay PUB.
Yeah, you're good.
You know,
yeah.
The air conditioning starts right back up, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you know, it's every little thing fucks with you.
Yeah, dude, you trip. And I remember my parents is one of those parents. My mom is one of those parents that she likes to keep the AC at 78 for some reason. And I'm like, one day I came and sat down. And I was like, hot, and I felt my ears fucking. Somebody must have been talking shit. My ears were, I was like, yo, I went up and I had the little gun for the test checking. Oh, I'm good, man. I was like, I just felt like anything was fucked. Or even when you clear your throat, you're kind of like, why is it like a little itchy? You know, but it's just a regular itch, but you're tripping. Like, I mean, I'm gonna go buy some Mucinex at Walmart. Right. I'm gonna just start fucking chugging it just in case. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's that menopause. Shout out with my boys all the time. Always is a good time to have Mariano in here, one of our executive producers.
Thank you.
And one of the owners of the Shot Republic.
Nah, but, dude, that's just, you know, and there's so many more problems coming in the world. Sometimes we're like, shit, dude, when is it going to be like that moment where we're like, fuck, take a breath, you know what I mean?
Dude, like, it's good to have some time to yourself and meditate, you know, and plan out your day, you know, like, I religiously preach that if you take maybe 15 minutes out of your day to drink your coffee and be by yourself and really plan out what the fuck you're going to do, you know, your day will probably be a lot more successful.
Yeah.
Right? And, dude, make some time for yourself. But there's something fucked up about having way too much time to yourself, like to where you're just inside a room and like you're quarantined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like being in prison, but with fucking a television.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, at the end of the day, like there's only
so much you can do.
Yeah.
And then when you're sick and you can't really do much and you're in fucking bed for like 4 or 5 days straight and you don't even fucking, you don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, a la verga, pues que es de día, güey. You know,
the sun's out. Just peek outside real quick.
Yeah.
You don't even peek, you check your phone. Oh, shit, that sun's still out. Like, no, like, for me, there's times where, like, I'm off. It's one of those days where I don't have to do shit all day. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like watching movies. But there's a point of the day where, like, I got to go outside and breathe some air and get some sun. Usually I save it when I go run or whatnot. But I have to. I cannot be in the house all day. It can be a good movie. But if I feel like I'm getting a headache, I got to go outside.
Yeah.
And I'll sit outside for a little bit.
Gotta go just, do some
shit. Yeah, breathing air or whatnot. There's get sometimes too.
Vitamin D.
Like I did this shit with Steve where he hooked up his fucking fitness thing on with mine. So we're sharing. So he's kind of like, it lets me know when he's working out or not. And there's times where it vibrates that Steve closed off his rings today. What the fuck? Oh, now I gotta go close my shit. Like, you know what I mean?
We gotta hold each other accountable.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. He was like, yeah, except you never accepted my thing. I was like, what are you talking about, man?
Look, I ain't gonna lie, I'm at 123% for the day. I lost 1,300 calories so far.
How do you check that on that ring thing or
what?
Fuck yeah, bro.
Mine says beast mode. Nah, I'm joking.
Yeah,
no, but I see, and I didn't
like this the whole podcast.
I'm doing flutter kicks and shit.
Well, I've been here working on my abs. Y'all don't even see it.
I've been just flexing. What? But no, and I didn't know you can do that. Like, and he's like, hey, you haven't said to me. I thought, what are you talking about, bro? It was like, on your fitness thing, because I always post, like, when I'm
he's running. On that Nike thing.
I see how close you're on that Nike club, run club. He's like, you haven't said to me. Like, what are you talking about, bro? He's like, yeah, on the fitness thing. How do you do that, man? It took him like an hour to explain me. Yeah, you press this and send it, and I finally found it.
Whatever, bro. Oh, my God.
And as soon as I accepted him, bro, it's like that bitch is letting me know when he's working out. I'm chilling, and my shit vibe, I think this is a text. Steve just did so many miles. Like, what the fuck?
You're like, who cares?
And then Steve just did this. Like, what the fuck? But it's actually really cool.
Yeah. Like it took me a while to find the mute button, you know, but I was able to put
Steve's jacking off right now. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, actually, I do. I put it on. I put it 3.
It gets all your 2, miles or no?
1. Bro, you don't know.
You put that new workout.
You got to log in like five sessions, but yeah.
So, Mariano, the outcome of 2021, anything in the works besides the two awesome places you have opened right now? Well, Shot Republic, and the other one's going to be called what?
The Laboratory.
The Laboratory, 25 and up, only 25 and up unless you pay the guy at the door.
Laboratorio.
And but other than that, is there anything else in the works for this year, anything far distance? I know that we just got Tesla.
Tesla.
Yep. Talk about Tesla, because you're kind of connected over there.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're doing some cool things. They're bringing some really, really cool things.
Oh, we've seen it, yeah.
And slowly but surely, it's growing, man. I mean, we're going to end up being the spaceport, you know, in the whole world. We're going to be launching people into Mars from
the valley's about Bronzo. To get.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to come with everything that should come with, you know, so it's just a matter of time. Me personally, aside from the business ventures that I have going on, I'm also working on, I do have a couple of clients, you know, obviously SpaceX being one of them.
Right.
And some other, I really only have 5 big clients, and that's all I take care of.
Yeah.
This year, I'm really venturing out more into helping people achieve their dreams. You know, there's so many people that want to open up a bar, or they already own a restaurant, and they want to add a bar program to it. Now I'm set on helping people achieve their goals and showing them how to do it.
That's good.
Yeah. And the more people know what they're doing in this business, the better it is for the community, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
it's more fun.
I mean, there's a handful of places that I can count that actually do it right, in my opinion, you know, mm-hmm. and they can't take care of the whole city.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean.
I mean, there's by, some, by volume, there's some, you know, bars out there and stuff, but I mean, like, besides a few couple places I've been, there's not that much competition for like your type of people that you hang around with, like your bars that you've recommended to us. I mean, we've actually a lot of those bars, those venues, and everybody, like you say, you're trying to help everybody here in the Valley to get to that level of perfection, customer service and stuff. And that'd be great for everybody here in the Valley to want to go out there and still socialize and still spend money so the bars can still be open.
And just to get it clear, I think the Tesla, what is it? Is it a service or is it a Tesla?
It's going to be a showroom and a service station.
So it's both?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming out with a, what, 29,000, bro? How much is it?
Yeah, Tesla? Like a 29,000 car.
Yeah, there's some that are more affordable now.
Yeah, I think that's what was his goal, right? He wanted everybody to have one.
Everybody should have a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon, and as of yesterday, he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, shout out to homeboy Elon.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Elon.
You know, and now that it's growing, like you said, it's going to be some time, but we're going to have, I guess, new communities. And the people that you've talked to, they've been wanting to help Brownsville grow as well and give back and stuff. And that's cool.
It's cool seeing companies that big take an interest in bettering this area, you know, and it's going to come with a lot of negative feedback and positive feedback, like, you know, from the community. People they're scared of what they don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, and especially the world's changing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So
I just wanted a Disney World here in Texas, bro.
Fuck.
Shit, man.
I have to go every year to freaking Orlando.
Honestly, I'm a sucker for fireworks, and they probably have one of the best fireworks shows in the
world. Bro, I got a video today. Like, yeah. I'm on, bro, the best. The best.
With sparkles.
But thank you for being here, brother.
Yes,
thank you, bro. for being here.
Thank you guys for having me back,
dude,
man. Yeah.
Dude, whenever, I mean, you know, more than welcome here. Every time my aunt's in the house, right. Shit talking. You know, we're talking positive and negative and everything. We cover everything.
Right.
It's like a little update for everybody.
That's nothing but good vibes, man.
And good vibes,
that's
yeah.
That's the thing, to have him on here every 2 months, because he knows what's going on as far as the nightlife is going on, the new laws that are going on, what's happening out here. It's nice to have Mariano as a friend, because we get the update on everything. 110%.
Food, drinks, anything, man.
And chismoso.
Right. And I want to, like, also, I want to thank Chris for being here on the show, man.
Thank you, guys, for inviting me over.
It's good to see that you're nice and healthy again.
Sorry we didn't have porn videos this time. You know,
man, bro, I'm so disappointed. That's the only reason I came.
I know.
Shit.
We try, bro. We try.
You know? I tengo el teléfono,
güey. But you had Mariano's help.
Can we see a picture that they had, like, a... like. People kissing the battery in tacos, nada como tacos y porno. But big big Steve, thank you, big dog here.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. You know, everybody that's tuning in.
We're doing big things in 2021, people. Y'all get ready. Y'all listen. Remember, Shot Republic, sponsor all our sponsors. Thank you very much.
Let me do this one for Mariano, because this was actually pretty good.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron. Ciao!
Hell yeah. Thanks to everybody tuning here at the Big Old True Stereo Podcast.